We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. All right, Mind Cutter is basically a machine operator, too.
Yeah, well, no, basically, a Mind Cutter is a machine. And so when we talk about the happiest workers, the Bloomberg article says the operator of those machines.
Got it.
And then our dumb prep service just cut that out.
Okay, that's kind of important.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, these machines are super happy. Blenders also really happy. Toaster ovens, not quite as much, but.
Because of the cheese that gets dripped and then burned. Okay, let's talk about, I find this to be a very interesting story. Game of Thrones, we talked about it yesterday. They got the most Emmy nominations out of any show on television. And three of the actors that were nominated for Emmys, Theon of Tarth.
No.
Oh, Brienne of Tarth.
Whoa.
No,
whoa, whoa.
There's two.
Oh,
there's
Brienne.
Theon Greyjoy?
Yeah, it says Theon of Tarth. I'm just telling you.
Really?
Brienne.
Boy, prep is really screwing some things up today.
Of Tarth.
Yeah.
And Melisandre.
Yeah.
So, supporting actor, supporting actress, and guest actress. HBO was surprised that they were nominated because they didn't submit them.
Oh, wow.
Their agents did.
Whoa.
It's
that,
like
that Melisandre one is weird. I feel like the Lord of Light got involved in that one, don't you?
I would agree.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a good one if you know.
Really solid. Uh-huh. Really
there's some
solid
Game of Thrones
joke.
Fans out there going, yeah.
Way to go, Tim. So it's $250 to submit somebody for consideration.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not much.
But I guess if you're submitting however many categories.
Yeah.
True.
They don't submit every single thing, but they would have never been nominated because HBO didn't submit them.
Interesting.
Similar to around here. We never know when there's any kind of award thing going on.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear like somebody at another station got an award and you're like, well, why didn't I know about that?
Uh-huh. Right.
Maybe it's best if we're not submitted. It would just hurt.
Yeah.
The only way this place operates like HBO.
The only way. Big changes for Mario Lopez. He's leaving Extra.
Really?
And he's going to Access Hollywood. Pretty much the same
How's
thing.
He going to get you? He's got a lot to
know.
Learn. I wonder if he's studying.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin says, you know, she's still talking about Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. And she said that he treated her like a dog when she worked at Bravo. Remember she had that My Life on the D-List?
Yeah.
We were actually on one of the episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. She wasn't great.
You're
not a fan.
Oh, man, no. I'm Team Andy and Anderson on this thing for sure. I really am unimpressed with Kathy Griffin.
But she has no interest in trying to rekindle her friendship with Anderson Cooper.
I'm sure Anderson's crushed.
He's very upset. Yeah. Kevin Smith's got a new movie, and it's pretty funny. It's called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. And it's exactly what you think. It's basically the same movie, but with but it's updated because they're kind of making fun of all the reboots of all the different shows. You know, remember the last one was their alter ego. They were mad because the comic book alter egos were going to be made into a movie, so they go to Hollywood.
Yep.
Well, it's basically the same thing again. They find out again it's happening, and they go to Hollywood to have it stopped.
So they're reshooting it. They're shooting a new movie.
But they're calling it Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. So it's insane.
Right.
But he's very excited because in this movie, he secured three Batmans. Three people that have played Batman.
No way.
Won't tell you who, but it's got to be Ben Affleck, first of all, because they're friends.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see Michael Keaton.
I could.
For sure.
And then who's the third? He wouldn't say who it was.
I could see Clooney. just being, because he likes that stuff. I
it
mean,
it could be Christian Bale, it could be Val Kilmer. Why, you know,
right?
Do it for $100,
and I'm sure that's a really, and that'll be a funny joke too, because the whole thing is about reboots and
right.
Yeah.
Well, he and Affleck did have a falling out.
They did.
Yeah.
So he's maybe really started him on his path.
Yeah, I bet it's him though.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Chrissy Metz met her new boyfriend when he slid into her DMs, which I think is a little creepy. He messaged her a couple times, and she said he was very sweet, not obnoxious or weird. And I was like, let me see if he's cute. Oh, he's cute. Okay, I'll respond. And now they're dating, and they hit it off.
No.
Okay, Jonas Brothers at 198.com. If you want to see that old person app, it's maybe one of my favorites. Paul McCartney just wrapped up his tour. He's 77 years old. Well, he's not taking a vacation. He is going to be writing his first musical.
Oh, wow.
It's a stage musical. It's an adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
And he's gotten together with the guy that did Billy Elliot, the playwright.
Mm.
And he, not a lot of details, but supposedly they're hoping to have it ready by next year.
Is one of the songs Simply Having a Wonderful Life?
Simply Having a Wonderful Life. tonight on TV on Netflix, there's a new movie, Secret Obsession, with Brenda Song. And it sounds kind of creepy. So she has a stalker, and she has amnesia. So she wakes up from amnesia, and the stalker is pretending to be her husband.
Oh, boy. Rip from the headlines, huh?
I know. And I never really mention late night shows, but Jimmy Fallon tonight, he's having one of my favorite artists of all time on, and Kevin doesn't have it ready. Show Me Love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little Robin.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll be performing. I haven't seen her in years.
I know. Robin's back.
I know. So if you want to catch Robin tonight on Fallon, that's the Schmig. More in podcast form at Y98.com. Tim has lots of good stuff to get to at your 8:37 Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig with me, Tim Covey, filling in for the vacationing Jen Myers. It is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join now and get fit at a fitness club called Club Fitness.
Great tagline.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Made it up myself.
Mm-hmm, it's good.
Yesterday in Things You Didn't Know, we talked about Bone Thugs and Harmony, right? And how one of the guys in Bone Thugs and Harmony had been kidnapped as a child and was found because they put his picture up on a TV movie of the week and whatever. Somebody messaged on Instagram, thank you, and said, well, you forgot to mention that Bone Thugs and Harmony is in St. Louis Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, no! Bone Thugs. What? Playing at Ballpark Village.
That's another psychic moment.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Boom, boom, boom. I love it. My ringer in college was phone, 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 phone.
Isn't that clever?
That is pretty good.
I had an answering machine message in college that said, boom, 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 when we're not in our room, we'll be out late at night, so please call back if you like.
Oh,
very George Costanza,
very
isn't
good.
It?
Yeah. Good for you.
Uh-huh.
We all around here are excited about this Cats movie, and it turns out we're getting the first trailer tomorrow.
I cannot wait.
There's a little teaser out. It's kind of cool. It's like some behind-the-scenes stuff with a lot of the stars, including Taylor Swift, Idris Elba. A bunch of other people are in it. James Corden is in it. Mm-hmm. Dame Judi Dench is in it. So it's cool. It's behind the scenes. It's interviews with them. You can see that at Y98.com. They were playing that on the Today Show, so I was kind of like watching it, and then I got distracted, and I looked away. And when I looked back, I saw Brian Austin Green in a similar behind the scenes thing, and I was like, Brian Austin Green is in Cats?
He's gonna break down some dance moves.
I know, but when I looked away, it turns out they had switched to a story about the new Beverly Hills Night. But for a minute, I was like, good for him, man. He's
he's been hurting for
work. He's earned this. Yeah, alongside Idris Elba and Taylor Swift.
He was not able to break out of the David Silver,
Poor guy. Anyway, but yeah, check that out at Y98.
I wonder if Dame Judi Dench is going to be the Betty Buckley character.
I know absolutely nothing about the musical.
The old cat.
Sings Memories and Guests.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
And I don't care for cats, either, as you guys know. They did a poll in the Hollywood Reporter, because Comic-Con just started today in San Diego. It's the big old nerd convention, but now it's turned into, like, every movie does a premiere there. They launch their first trailer. All kinds of announcements come out. Hollywood Reporter did a poll on the biggest fandoms. So they pulled a whole bunch of people. What do you think of the most popular fandoms? Do you know what
Star
I mean
Wars.
When I say
like
that?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Harry Potter.
Star Wars is number two.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, did,
Harry Potter is four.
Star Trek.
Star Trek is five.
Marvel.
Oh, the Marvel Universe is number one.
And DC.
DC is number three. Lord of the Rings, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Pokemon, Doctor Who, and Fortnite all made the list. That's crazy about Fortnite. It's just a video game right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure other stuff will come of it.
Well, I think Kevin also posted a Conan O'Brien piece because he's going to be doing a show from Comic-Con.
It's really cool. He does like an Into the Spider-Verse type thing. I really enjoy Conan,
and he's
great. He does that. I think it's like his like third or fourth time broadcasting his show from Comic-Con.
That's cool. Speaking of the Pokemon fandom, Detective Pikachu is now the highest grossing video game movie of all time. That's crazy. Not a lot of them do really well.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about it at all.
A lot of them bomb. Well, I mean, it's a kids movie, but Ryan Reynolds was the voice, and it did really, really well. But even at number two, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, which I think no one thinks that was like a huge hit by any means.
Right.
I don't think there's a lot of competition is what I'm saying. Angry Birds is up there. Rampage, which was a terrible movie. Prince of Persia, which was a bomb, but it still is number five. I guess there was another Pokemon movie that did okay. Mortal Kombat. Obviously, we all remember that one. That's at number seven.
What's the one that has... It's the...
Kevin James and Adam Sandler. I saw that at the theater.
I now pronounce you...
No. It's the... Pixels.
Pixels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that movie.
I still have never seen it. What's his name's in it?
Josh Gad.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Peter...
Dinklage.
Oh,
Peter
that's
Dinklage.
Right.
Yeah. I kept doing that, implying that he was short. Man, this is crazy. Metallica played a show in Finland Tuesday night to a crowd of 55,000 people, which is 1% of Finland's population.
What?
That's crazy.
Yes.
And they even played a song in Finnish. Bassist Robert Trujillo sang a song in Finnish. Everywhere they go, they do something local. I think when they were here, they might have played a little Johnny Be Good or something.
Kind of like all the artists that come through St. Louis now do Gloria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if 10,000 for the rest of my life.
Wonder if 10,000 maniacs are going to bust out some Gloria tonight.
If they don't, I will. I'll do what I have to do wildly tonight.
Tim opening up for 10,000 maniacs this evening.
It's going to be interesting. So it's a show with 10,001 maniacs. Katy Perry explains why she made peace with Taylor Swift. They had a feud forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We talked about Katy Perry and Schmig yesterday. She's into enemas. Did you know that, Paige?
No, but I want to learn more.
She said she's very healthy. She strongly recommends it. They literally clear all the blank out of you.
Just drink coffee.
Okay.
All right.
That's what Paige does.
When asked why they finally made... Whatever. When they finally made up, Katy Perry said that she made peace with Taylor Swift because she realized how much they have in common and that they should celebrate their commonality and their friendship and be able to be there for each other.
I think it's also just growing up and realizing it's dumb stuff that you think you're mad about when you're, you know, younger.
Right. Also that Taylor Swift runs the world.
Yes,
that if you want any kind of career, you should probably
Good point.
Kiss the ring a little bit, which I totally get. Lots more Schmig we didn't get to. You can check it out at Y98.com. Also download the Schmig podcast and the Courtney and Company podcast, Y98.com or wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Courtney and Company. You will find
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. 33 years ago, in 1986, this movie starring Sigourney Weaver was released.
Aliens.
Yes, Aliens.
The second one, right?
Yep.
Oh, it is?
Alien?
I
and Aliens?
I don't,
and
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, Aliens was the second three.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not as exciting, so.
Yeah, but that really, that was actually a bigger hit than Alien.
Well, and because then, Alien was one of those movies that got a lot of talk.
And I think, actually, Sigourney Weaver might have gotten an Oscar nomination for playing Ripley for that.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
And then 27 years ago, in 1992, Whitney Houston married Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
All right, happy birthday if you're celebrating today. Happy birthday to my friend Amy, who is at the Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark. But how old
Let's
is...
Let's see, how old is Amy?
I don't know how old she's getting, but she wasn't sweating it.
Yeah.
Okay. How old's Ben Diesel?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I have to say that new Fast and Furious movie looks pretty good.
It looks so good. I've never even seen a Fast and Furious movie.
I saw a preview for it, and there's something about those two together.
Agreed.
With The Rock and
Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've seen the commercials. I'm like, I kind of want to see that.
I think he's...
I think he's older than you think.
47?
I think he's even older than that. Is he like 52?
He's 52.
Yeah, he's
my
in his 50s.
God. Yeah.
Both of these guys are celebrating a birthday today.
Same age?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe Torre and Hotel's own James Brolin.
Oh, boy.
And married to Barbara Streisand.
Joe Torre,
the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Manager, broadcaster, mm-hmm. MLB official, player, Hall of Famer.
All
around great guy. He played for the Redbirds and managed them.
He was an MVP. He was a Cardinal, I believe.
That's crazy, yeah.
79.
I want to say 76.
Kevin's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
I was going to say 79.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Why wouldn't this a betting day?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, finally, Kristen Bell. If you follow her on Instagram, she was vacationing in Michigan.
Yep.
Lived in St. Louis for a while.
She did?
Yeah. Her dad worked at Channel 4 back in the day.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
What's his name?
Mr. Bell.
Was he on air?
No, I think he was like a news director or something like that. Maybe assistant news director, something like that.
Well, how old is she?
39.
Yeah! Yep, got all of them. Congratulations.
Yay. I'll get to play someday.
Poor Lance, you do your one on your own.
Okay.
How old is Ricky Skaggs?
Ricky Skaggs. He's less than 100.
Yes.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Ricky Skaggs. He's 57.
He's 65. He's aging well, according to
he
you.
Is.
You haven't seen him in a while.
No,
I'm sure.
I have not. And you could probably say, name two Ricky Skaggs songs, and I would be 0-for-2.
Right?
But he's a country guy.
Yes, he is.
As I understand, a pretty good banjo picker,
Banjo fiddler.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Taught himself to play mandolin at age 3.
Yeah, Ricky Skaggs just doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't get enough talk on radio stations.
Nobody's talking about Ricky Skaggs anymore. Find a horse
and car. I'm
just a country boy.
Country boy. All right, that's enough of this. Let's get to the track.
I have actually heard that song.
I have never heard that song.
I would know it. I'd not know what it's called. Is it Country Boy at Heart?
Country Boy.
Huh? Country Boy.
All right. Well, here's Lance.
Okay. If you're still...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.